Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 edition of FIPA, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Karna Sigurdóttir, who's presenting her film 690 Vopnafjordur here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to introduce your film to our listeners?
690 Vopnafjordur is an intimate portrait of a tiny village in Iceland. The town is very isolated. It's a 1.5 hour drive from the next village, which is of 2,000 people. So in wintertime, it's very isolated. The village is still kind of living within the old traditions, while communities like Reykjavik have already moved to a more contemporary way of living. This village, of course, is working with technology. People use phones, and there's a lot of things within the culture that is already quite similar to anywhere in the world right now, pretty much. But they're still kind of finding their place in between the really old traditions and the traditional way of being also, and this more kind of new life.
Are you from this place yourself, or are you familiar with this type of setting?
I am from a small town in East Iceland, so I know my small towns. But Vopnafjörður, I didn't know when I came there 4 years ago. I had been there, but I didn't know the community at all, or the kind of had no insight into what the reality of Vopnafjörður people was.
And is it difficult to get that type of insight?
It is, because the traditional Icelandic way is to not say very much. So for me to explore the community, it definitely took quite a long time. I had to try to read into a lot of silence. People didn't really come to me with their stories. I really had to kind of dig for them and allow for time to pass, for there to be trust, and for people to be willing to really give me an intimate insight into their lives.
It takes time, let's say.
It takes time.
And I guess, yeah, you mentioned silence in your answer. There is a type of quietness about your film, and so maybe this silence was reflected in the actual style of the movie. Did it inform the style of the movie?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted the film to give an insight into the feeling of being in Vopnafjörður. And to do that, the silence was very important part of it.
And so another way in which you do it, I guess, is you don't particularly focus on one person in specifically. So it's more like a feeling of the town being the main character.
Yeah, that's exactly how I see it. The town is the main character, and the people are more like characteristics of the village and of the community.
And so what would be your filming, what would you shoot, let's say? What would be your schedule? You would just, you know, pick out, film a lot, and then pick out the different sequences and scenes that you would use in the film?
Yeah, it started off by just filming a lot and going about town and filming the more like the environment. And little by little, to pick up some events and situations where people were in more public spaces. And then I started to hunt for other situations, such as shark hunting. So, you know, I ended up going shark hunting like 3 times. I've hunted 5 sharks in my lifetime.
Brilliant. Sorry, the shark hunting threw me off my game a little bit. But did you have, like, how would you, for instance, the fishing is an industry in this town, and it also happens to be a problem and an issue. Did you know that before you went in there, or was it something that you familiarized only once you immersed yourself in the town and found out what was happening?
Yeah, well, you can't really live in Iceland without knowing the situation with the fishing industry, which is has been very difficult for many years. Many towns have lost their quota, and the fishing industry has been shut down, which means that it's very hard for these towns to survive. Vopnafjörður was one of the few lucky towns that one of Iceland's biggest fishing company decided to set up one of their plants there, which is great news for them, but it also means that they don't really take the major decisions for their own future. So they have to really rely on a business, big business that's run from Reykjavik, to be kind enough to allow their village to operate in the way it does today.
Yeah, another thing about the documentary that really stands out is the look at the younger people who maybe are leave, but also the younger people who stay, and yes, have a bit of a difficulty getting their voices heard and taken maybe seriously by the older generations.
Well, the younger people was really interesting to get to know. There's not that many of them, because as comes through in the documentary, people have to leave if they want to study. And then it's always the question, do they come back after studying, or have they found another path in their life? And there's also a character that says that's important. You know, people need to leave and then make the decision to come and stay and not just get stuck in Vopnafjörður. But then I found that their way of thinking was very often that they just feel good there. And that was just that, you know. It's like, why are you here? I was curious, like, what brings you here? And they're like, well,
I can imagine that place has a lot of charm, actually. I know, looking at the documentary, I was completely charmed by it. And even though it has its problems, I guess a lot of places do. But specifically for you, you mentioned, you told me before the interview that this was your first feature. And why did you decide to pick this topic for your first feature documentary?
Well, the topic picked me.
That's handy.
Yeah, totally. The village, or the council actually contacted me to do a small photo video project in 2012. And then very soon it was evident that this story had much more to it than that. So the project started to develop into a short documentary, and then it ended up in a feature documentary. So me and the cinematographer and the project have kind of developed together through the 4 years of making it.
4 years. And how big was your crew?
Two people, yes. It was me and the cinematographer for most of the film. There was one soundman that worked with us for 3 weeks.
Thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about your film, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.